There's a story about you and your ice machine broke down on the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. What we did, we put one of these self-contained units in Nowat, Oklahoma. And it was, you know, it was a coin-operated. You go up and you put your 50 cents in and you get a 10-pound bag of ice. You always have a malfunction in most businesses on the worst possible day, you know. And this was the 4th of July, and there was water running down the street, and we were trying to service these people, and we had this big unit that was about 6 or 7 feet wide and about 24 feet long, refrigerated unit, you know, that we would load with crushed ice, and it went down. And this is where John Hughes and Butch Savage saw me. They were going to the lake or something. I was working my buns off. And the water was running down the street. And it was a disaster. It was just a totally disaster. Yeah.
Well, John wanted me to ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so somewhere along the line here, though, you did meet your wife.
Yeah, I met her when I had the ice plant.
Okay, yeah. And her name?
My wife's name is Ludmilla. Ludmilla Elliott was her maiden name, and her father and uncle had a ranch out the top of Keatonville Hill, west of Claremore here. Hubert Savage and myself were at the Elks Club on a Saturday night. That was the top of the Will Rogers Hotel.
Let's talk about the year about.
This was in 1956.
Okay, so you were at this?
Uh-huh, yeah, about 1956. And so Mr. Elliott called, and Mr. Elliott said, Frank, where he found out where it was, I don't know. Probably called my house at home, I imagine, my folks' house. And he said, I've got a problem. I said, what is it, Mr. Elliott? He said, I had a heifer get down in the feed trough, upside down. Said, can't get her out. Said, she's going to die. I need you to come out and butcher her. Now, this is on a Sunday night. So Hubert Savage and I said, Hubert, you want to go? And he said, hell yes. So we went out, and we got our kill truck that we had at the locker plant. And we went out, and we lifted the heifer out of the feed trough and cut her throat and took the, you know, insides out. And Mr. Elliott said, come up the house. And Mr. Elliott, He was a great fellow, and he wanted to show us how much he appreciated. So we went up there, and we started conversing and all, and that's where I met my wife, and she was there. We felt pretty good, you know. We'd had a snoot or two. I asked her later what she thought. She said she thought I was the most overbearing person she'd ever met in her life. And that's a lady I wound up marrying. So anyway, we started dating, and we got married in 1957. She's a wonderful lady. We used to set up out there at their ranch until 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning talking, you know, across the breakfast table. So we got married in 1957.
And then your family, tell us about the children you had.
Oh, I've got three boys. Lloyd came the next year. He was born November the next year. Then after that, Mark was born 1960, and then Sam in 62. And they all were raised here, and show you the difference in times. We were living in a little one-room apartment and had just one son. And when the second son came, we knew we had to get in a bigger house. So Kenneth Hall owned a sheet metal shop here in town. And he and his wife had gotten a divorce, and she got the house. And it was 1,050 square feet. She wanted to sell it. I had had a hernia operation. After we got married, I had a hernia operation, and I was in a hospital. And she came to the hospital and said she wanted to sell it, said, either take it or I'm going to sell it to somebody else. So we took it. It was $13,750 for a whole house, the house, lot, and all the furniture in it. She just walked out the door, locked the door. The payment on the house was 4.5%, $79 a month. And so that's where we raised our kids.
And that was?
That was 1409 North Dorothy Street, Northeast Oklahoma. Our kids all went to kindergarten here and elementary school and graduated. Lloyd went to OSU for about a year or two, but dropped out. Mark went to Oklahoma State University and graduated with business administration with a major in finance. And Sam went to Trinity University down in San Antonio, and later on came back and got a MBA from University of Wyoming up in Laramie.
Are they involved in any of your business today?
We've all owned different properties together. Yeah. They have basically their own property, which my wife said, I told them to get out and do something on their own. They did.
Yeah. When you were back at Oklahoma A&M, mm-hmm. would Ed and Henry Iba have been back in those days when you were there?
Yeah.
And you remembered him?
Yeah, Mr. Iba was great, great fellow. Yeah.
You weren't a sports, you weren't a player or anything, but you were a fan of the game.
Yeah. Sure.
And what are your remembrances of Mr. Iba?
Oh, probably when they won the national championship, you know, which is the year before I went there, 45 and 46. And Jack Shelton played for him. His wife was from Vanita, and I'd known her forever. Her father, the good pastor was his name, and my father rode back and forth to Oklahoma City. My dad was, at one point in time in the 40s, was the state highway commissioner. And Mr. Goodpasture was in the legislature. So, you know, what the relationship was there.
Yeah. So, anyway.